It's such a pleasure to be here with Senator Corman and Senator Vogel. And I want to thank Senator Vogel for inviting me to be part of this press event and for his leadership in sponsoring this bill. It sends a message that we elected officials understand and appreciate the importance of the agriculture industry in Pennsylvania. Saving our farms is an issue that is very close to my heart. First of all, my grandfather was a farmer in Cambria County. And secondly, agriculture is the lifeblood of many of the communities that I represent. And I want to just do a little shout out. Many of the Farm Bureau members from my legislative district are here in this room today, and I'm so grateful they're here for this. Most of the farms in my district have been passed down from generation to generation. And the owners and operators take a tremendous amount of pride in following in the footsteps of their grandparents and great-grandparents. For them, farming is not just how they make a living, it's truly a way of life. Unfortunately, that legacy is now threatened by a perfect storm of bad market conditions, high cost of operations, and an aging population. All of those factors create different barriers that prevent the next generation of farmers from getting their foot in the door in one of Pennsylvania's key industries. That is why this legislation is so important. It helps bridge the gap between the current leaders in agriculture and the next generation that will lead this industry in the decades to come. Young farmers face a huge hurdle in the affordability of farmland. New farmers have to invest an extraordinary amount of money before the first seed ever touches the ground. And as fewer young people turn to agriculture as a profession, our current farmers are rapidly aging in the fields. We have a chance to reverse this trend by helping more young entrepreneurs start a business of their own. Last week, I had a chance to visit with many of the Future Farmers of America from my legislative district. I was truly inspired by the number of these young people who were passionate about pursuing careers in agriculture. If their enthusiasm is a sign of things to come for the ag industry, then our future is in great hands. These young men and women will do their part, and it's time for legislators to do our part. One thing is certain, the stakes are too high and the consequences too severe to do nothing. Farming is an integral part of our national, state, and local heritage, and it will disappear if we fail to take action. We cannot allow today's generation of farmers to become the last great generation of farmers. Together, I hope we can move this bill forward and safeguard the future of arguably our state's most important industry.